Karen's going to summarise the big things from today.
And I'm also going to beg your permission to eat into our morning tea break a little. We have invited Nicola Roxon to give us a set speech today, but we would also like both Nicola Roxon and Lynn Allison to respond to some of the summary issues that I've pulled out of this morning's session. So, very briefly, from Tom Kelmer this morning, we heard a great deal about the importance of a rights-based approach in Indigenous health, and he emphasised the need for a commitment to benchmarks in order to actually be able to achieve the types of reforms that are required. He also expressed concerns about the lack of evidence for an Indigenous involvement in the current processes that are occurring around Indigenous health. John Menadue, in so many words, told us that the private health insurance rebate is a waste of money. He said that we need political leadership. We need to force major structural change within the system. This includes moving the debate away from health ministers and doctors and into the community and the departments of Treasury and Finance so that we can actually start looking at efficacy and efficiency rather than falling back on old debates. He also said that we need to put an end to demarcations and restrictive work practices in order to make better use of our scarce health workforce. Tony McBride has painted a picture for us where the evidence is mounting that consumer and community involvement in healthcare decision making is not only valuable in terms of to the policy makers, but it is also valued by those who are actually having the input as well. The evidence is also mounting that a high proportion of Australians currently are not able to access care because of cost, even though the thing that Australians do value the most in their health system is access to the system. So clearly we have a mismatch between people's expectations and what our system is currently delivering. And we've just heard from Stephen Leader about the patient journey. I think for me the main core messages out of that was that we do need to recognise that there are individual patient journeys, that no one system can possibly respond to all of those individual journeys, and that the system needs to be sufficiently flexible to meet all those needs. We also need to be able to provide time within our systems for listening and for planning. Currently, our funding mechanisms, by and large, don't allow time for fund time for clinicians to sit down with families before care begins, to talk about what it is that they expect, what it is that they want, what's possible, and what the best way to proceed is. Overall, we've heard that we have a grossly inefficient system, and of course that is the Clayton system that everybody's referred to, the one that you have when you don't have a system. Our system is becoming two-tiered, and overall, we have a serious equity problem within our structure. So if I could now invite Nicola, if you would please come and give us your speech and then respond to those comments, and then we'll invite Lynn later on. Thank you.